Hello and welcome to the Rippin' Podcast. I'm Sean Doyle, your host, and together we'll be learning who's who and what's going on in the wonderland that is Rippin'. Enjoy! Hello, Sean here again. Today we're joined by a great person from Rippin' Mind. Who are you and what's your role within Rippin' Mind?
Hi Sean, I'm Ruth Griffiths and I'm a community development worker for Mind in Harrogate District. So they've recently started an outreach project and Rippin is one of the areas that I cover. So Mind in Harrogate District are a local independent charity, but they're affiliated to the National Mind, which I think a lot of people hopefully have heard of. So the aim of the service is to try and improve access to local information, advice via a weekly mental health hub. And we offer now one-to-one appointments to provide that support and information. And so I'm based in Rippin Library, as you know, on Fridays. And half-hour appointments are available with me between 10 and 12 that people can get in touch to book appointments.
Oh, brilliant. So tell me more about Rippin's Mind offer. What does it offer and why should people and professionals of Rippin take an interest?
Okay, so the charity wanted to offer more localised provision to mental health support and advice and to try and reduce the number of people not actually able to or accessing that support. So although there is a day centre at Harrogate and they run a great range of groups and activities and things throughout the week, they wanted to try and increase support in some of the local market towns and also, of course, our lovely city of Rippin. So some of those services include things like telephone support, so that's like a weekly phone call from one of our support workers. But it could also be we have a mental health befriending service, so that's something I'll talk about just a little bit later on. And also there is an affordable counselling service, which is currently just for adults, but we are looking into how we can develop that for young people in the future as well. And then also part of my role is to try and identify gaps in existing provision. And so we want to hear from the Rippin community about any local or possible unmet needs in terms of mental health support. And we're also looking to work with local schools, businesses, organisations to see how we can support them with mental health awareness and education as well.
Oh, perfect. But Ruth, what got you interested in working for Mind? Why is it important to you?
So I recently completed a master's in applied psychology after I took quite a long career break to have a family. And I've always had an interest in people and behaviour. So I then decided I wanted to gain some practical experience in the area and ideally to work for a mental health charity. So this is my first role in this area. And getting to work in my local community is an added bonus because I live in Rippin too. So I'm really passionate about helping individuals to try and understand themselves and others better through mental health awareness and education. And to be able to do that in my local community is really ideal for me.
And so what sort of aspirations do you have for Rippin's Mind, you know, if you had the resources and help to do it?
Okay, so yeah, in an ideal world, I'd like to see a permanent mental health type hub, really, in Rippin. That the whole community could access information, advice, support, and the resources as they need them. I think one of the key issues in mental health support seems to be helping people know where they can go for that support, i.e. to navigate the system, because it's quite complex. And then that help actually being there for them, and hopefully they don't have to wait a long time for it. The situation is a bit dire in support, in terms of support and treatment for children and young people, and because, as research has shown, early intervention and support in mental health is really key, it would be nice to be a bit more preemptive. Also, I think the greater people's understanding is of mental health, then it's less likely possibly that we might all experience a bit less stigma around it that unfortunately does still exist a bit. But thankfully our younger generations are learning more about it, so that's helping overall in the future.
No, it's brilliant. You've got really good aspirations there. Maybe this is two sides of the same coin, but what challenges is Rippin's Mind facing right now that you'd like some help with?
So as a small local charity, we rely heavily on funding, donations and volunteers. And so we're always looking for help and support in these areas. And I actually highly recommend volunteering as a way of helping us maintain our own mental health because we give back to the community and it gives us a greater sense of well-being. And it doesn't have to be for long and it doesn't have to be every week, but it all adds up. And at the moment, in particular, volunteer-wise, we're looking for people who might want to consider being a befriender in our mental health befriending service that I mentioned previously. So that would be for here in Ripon. So this service matches clients with a volunteer befriender and just gives the opportunity perhaps just for a walk or a cup of coffee, a bit of companionship, which I think possibly some people are more in need of now since the last couple of years. And also you don't need any prior experience in mental health work to do that. And of course, because the outreach project is new for Ripon, we'd really love to hear from the community about any ideas or thoughts they might have on what would really benefit Ripon in terms of support. Also, maybe we could look at running groups here that currently are running in Harrogate, but you know, could we offer something like that here in Ripon as well? And also for our young people, you know, is that something they'd like to see here? Or although we're talking to schools about what we can do within schools, it would be good perhaps to run something in the community, maybe at the Ripon Library, for example.
So if anyone's listening here who wants to get involved or reach out or find more information, how can they do that, Ruth?
Okay, so they can email me, which is ruth@mindinharrogate.org.uk, or they can ring my mobile, which is 07305 049223. And we are also on social media. So we're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. So yeah, which is Mind in Harrogate District. And also they can take a look at our wonderful, we've just recently updated our website, which is really good with all the latest information. So that's www.mindinharrogate.org.uk.
Perfect. And then before we go, Ruth, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, just a couple of things, Sean. We're looking, say, to make connections in the community and particularly with any local businesses. So to try and support them and their staff with well-being. So we do offer mental health first aid training and also affordable counselling services if they think that's something that would be necessary. And if possible, they would consider maybe doing some fundraising for us or looking at us as a charity of the year. And then finally, if there's any local sort of voluntary or community organisations that would like us to come and do a talk or a workshop or something with them, please do get in touch. We want to raise awareness about what we can offer, but more importantly, we want to help the community as a whole to have a greater understanding of mental health. Hopefully that can all help to offer us more resilience in the future.
Well, Ruth, it's been absolutely awesome having you on the show. So thank you so much for coming and we hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks very much, Sean. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Ripon Podcast. If you want to stay up to date with the newest episodes, remember to like and follow us. And otherwise, share this, stay awesome. And if there's anybody you know or any organisation you'd like to have on the show, get in touch. And that is the Ripon Podcast, over and out.